to borrow a line from Wojo. I'm borrowing this. This is his. Mm-hmm. I'm borrowing this.
Hold on.
Me. Panic in Tiger Town. What the hell? We left the air yesterday, and we go, all right, listen, this is not good.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. It's baseball. Where is that from? I never imagined we would come on the air, and the Pirates would dust you two more times to where, mind you, the Pirates had lost 11 of 12 headed into this series. Swept by the Chi Sox. And they just served you up a sweep.
Right.
And you've now lost 9 of 10. The Guardians can get within 8 tonight. And we have to do a show I never imagined we were going to do, but we're doing it. And I'm going to present you with something.
Yeah. But it's not how you're losing either.
No, it's awful.
You know, the,
can I shout
the lollygag at first base and missing home plate.
I want to shout Caputo out.
Okay.
Caputo coined a phrase last year, early in the year. And I think it defines what I saw yesterday.
Shout out book.
Clown ball.
Yeah.
They played a clown ball game, whether it was Torque, kind of half-assing it, whether it's the defensive
miscues. Right,
because
it's not like Cruz has any speed whatsoever.
None. no, Rico, they don't look focused. They don't look sharp. The lineup is a complete disaster. The pitching is not very good. And look, here's what I want to set up. Your level of concern, scale of 1 to 10. Here's your next 10 games after you just lost 9 out of 10. 4 against the hottest team in baseball, the Blue Jays. 3 against the Diamondbacks, who are only a couple out of the wild card. And 3 against the resurgent Philadelphia Phillies. But wait, there's more. Second prize is the steak knives. The Guardians, glad you asked. 2 or 3 more against the awful Orioles. Then they take on the Royals, who are garbage.
Yep.
Then the Rockies. Here's the deal. While I am not going to do panic today, trick around and go 3-7 in your next 10. And by the time I get back from Saratoga, there's a shot you've only got a 3-4 game lead in this division. Do the math.
Yeah.
Do the math. Now, we could talk trade deadline. Cool. We can talk all the things you want. What I'm not going to do is this. I have no issue when a team drops 4 out of 5 or 5 out of 6. Look, it's baseball. But, Rico, you nailed it. It's the way it's going down. Yeah. It's the fact the Pirates just broomed you out. And then I start going, okay, 20-game sample size. You've lost 9 out of 10 on the front end. Look at the next 10. You best start playing some decent ball here.
Man, it's like something happened during that Mariners series, and they haven't been the same. They haven't recovered since. And, yeah, if you're losing, it's like I tell you, you're losing 2-1. It's like, you know, like, Mike, the Braves lose every game by one run. Okay, that's where you're like, okay, maybe we're just a piece away. I'm starting to feel you're more than just a piece away from trying to get to the World Series. Right now, forget about World Series. Maybe we were all wearing Tigers disco shirts. Maybe we started to focus on the wrong things. And maybe AJ has to get these guys. Let's rededicate ourselves. Let's just nail down this division. Because right now, Mike, I felt like I had this bet between you and I locked up.
Yep.
91 wins. Oh, man, they may get that one by.
No.
Yeah, it's beginning of September.
And I told you why I wouldn't budge.
Yeah.
I'm old. I'm crusty. I'm salty. I've seen too much baseball, and I never believed in them the way that many did. I believe they were good. I believe they could win this division, but I never believed they were this monolith.
How do you not touch home plate?
Look, because you're not focused. You stick with your opinion. They're playing sloppy ball,
man.
And the at-bats are low quality. The pitching is just not where it needs to be, and here's the deal. I'm not going to do what other people are going to do with you. Everything isn't awesome. Everything's not cool when you're part of a team. If you want state-run media, there's plenty of that in this town. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, because if I have to hear one more time, well, you know, back in a couple years ago and when you played and remember this losing streak, I don't care about any of that.
Yeah, no.
It's about right here, right now. Because what you don't want to do is you don't want to be the team like how we saw Minnesota in the playoffs play themselves out last year. You don't want to be that team.
No, and look, scale of 1 to 10, I mean, I'm probably about a 4 or a 5 right now. Now, the next 10 games is what's going to bring me to a different level if they don't start playing decent ball. Look, the next 10 games, if you can just go 5-5, the Guardians still have a very good possibility of going 7-3. They'll be 6 games out, and it's game on with about 50 games to go. But if you play anything lower than 500 ball and the Guardians do anything remotely decent, forget about 8-2. How about 7-3, 6-4? Rico, you're talking about a team that could be 4 games behind you real quick.
I was a 5 until you. I was a 5, and then, because I'm thinking, as you said, I was a 4 because it was Skeens on the mound. Skeens makes everybody look bad, even B-level Skeens. But then last night's game, and it was, as you say, clown ball. It's okay. Because today was more damning, because today is the day that last night I figured this is where AJ closes the clubhouse and just MFs everybody. And this is what, get your head out your behinds. Let's start winning. I don't know what's wrong with you. You know, do we need to sacrifice chickens? What needs to happen? We need to get back to playing Tiger baseball. And then today happened, which tells me that I probably didn't get that fire and brimstone speech from him. Or if it did happen, they weren't listening.
Look, he acknowledged it. I mean, it's not like he dodged it. He answered the questions on the morning show. He had his post-game remarks last night. I mean, if a meeting took place, it didn't work. If a meeting didn't take place, there probably needs to be one. The bottom line is they're doing nothing well, so I'm asking the question. Okay, you've lost 9 out of 10. No, the season's not over. But how about this? A week ago, 7 days ago, the Guardians were plus 5,000 to win this division. Today, before this game even took place, I bet you it's lower tonight if they win, they were plus 2,500. The odds had been cut in half. Mm-hmm. Rico, they could be 8 games out tonight, and their next 10, your next 10. Do the math on this, guys. You know, look, you've played well enough for long enough that you built this lead. But having this lead evaporate, it wasn't on anyone's bingo card. No. But when you lose 9 out of 10, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not going to get on the radio and play kazoo. Yeah. We're going to talk like adults, no, okay?
We're not doing
No, we're not. Yeah. And I'm not going to lie to my listeners and tell them that there were lots of great moments today, too. No, there weren't.
No, you lost. That's your great moment. You lost. You got swept by the Pirates, who got swept by the White Sox. So
Pirates had won 1 game in their previous 12. They were 39-61 entering this series, okay? You got swept. We have to talk about it.
I'm at a 6. And the reason why it's now a 6 is because you told me what the Guardians' next 10 games were. Very damning, very concerning. I need to see this team. When everything is working great, man, they have fun, and they're just, hey, who's going to be the next hero? But I'm kind of getting that feel like last year in the playoffs when all of a sudden the tables turned. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't dig themselves out the hole. And then, a game away from going to the next round. And then somebody pulled the chair from them. And they never recover. And I'm getting that feel now when AJ is sitting there saying, yeah, you know, Riley Green's trying too hard, but so everybody is trying too hard. Okay, I don't know what has to happen. But this is one where if you don't get control of this quickly, Mike, you're right. You'll come back here, and we're going to be doing a lot of different shows.
That's my
point. As a matter of fact, I'll be trying to get a buyout for dinner.
I got you. No, that's my point. And I'm not selling panic. I'm selling you reality. And if you view it as panic, it probably means you've watched too much of the TV where they're selling you the panacea. It's okay. It's sports, and it's okay to talk. And this is still a good team that's playing really god-awful baseball. And if you trick around for any longer, remember we talked about this, 4 or 5 game losing streak, it's cool, it happens. AJ had the 2017 Astros, 3 different 6 game losing streaks, still won 104. But when they extend, and meanwhile, Cleveland's 8-2 in their last 10, you have to put a stop to this. Mm-hmm. Now you have the Blue Jays for 4, the Diamondbacks for 3, and the Phillies for another 3. Those are 3 teams that are either firmly atop a division or firmly battling for one. And in the case of the D-backs, a wild card. Bottom line, you gotta stop with this. It's time. Mm-hmm. So, look, I'm 21 hours from Saratoga. Rico's going to be your shepherd. He's going to be your Moses. Because your next 10 games, here's what I would need. You got to go 5-5. That way, even if the Guardians go 7-3 in their 10-game rip, you still got a 6-game lead in the division, and you're okay. But, man, I'll tell you, you pop a 3-7, they go 8-2, do the math. Hope you enjoy a 3-game lead, because then it's game on, and you will have evaporated all the goodwill.
And you could only play pitch school ball X amount of times. So, yeah. That's the only thing is, yeah, school ball won't be able to save you because you can't pitch him every night.
No, no. And he's on, what is it, leave? Whatever the hell it is. Paternity leave, right?
No. Isn't that what he's on? He's scheduled to still pitch on Saturday, but that's out there. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, it was weird. But you, look, the first couple games of this series, David, here's my thing. Look, I'm fine with the attitude that every night Scooble pitches, we're going to win. I'm fine with that. He's earned that. This team's earned that. But it's the 4 games outside of that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sorry, but when you paid Alex Cobb $15 million off the couch, you know, I don't need to see Pete Melton or whatever the hell his name is on July 23rd. That should have been Alex Cobb. He hasn't helped you.
Troy Melton.
Whatever. Naga.
Hey, man, he flew his parents in for this.
Not going to work here much longer.
Yeah, good for him. Glad you got your first MLB start, but I mean.
No, my point is, David, when you're paying guys, look, Flaherty is not earning his money right now. Alex Cobb has not been able to earn his money. And Job is dead, and Mize got lit up. You start to look around, and it's like, okay, well, outside of Scooble, how sure am I about anything? We just did some of this conversation yesterday because people wanted to beat up Rico for saying starting pitching. No, Rico has a point. When it looks like, feels like, sounds like, man, sometimes it is.
Right.
Now, I'm a little higher on their pitching, but I'm not going to sit here and laugh if they acquired one. The update on Alex Cobb, July 18th, was maybe by the end of the year. Okay,
yeah,
well,
I guess maybe they were hoping that Melton could give them a month, but his second outing is going to have to be a lot better than this.
See,
he finished up a little stronger than he started.
Yeah,
and I'm going to equate that to nerves.
And again, when people and look, I love this. Well, if you take away the grand slam, .. Yeah, okay, great. So here, take away the 280-yard touchdown runs, and I played great. Like, that's not how sports works.
No.
Yeah.
What I'm saying.
Not you.
His others. First game, I'm going to give you nerves. You go out there, you gave up a grand slam. And it's kind of what I want to see from the Tigers. What are you going to do after that? He settled down. Okay, Detroit, you are in the middle of a bad losing streak. What are you going to do next? Because this game was that I was expecting you're going to come out here and just beat the living hell out of the Pirates. And instead, before you could even just sit down, it's like, what?
This was supposed to be the get-right series.
Right.
Sure. You get to the Pirates, and you're like, okay, look, we've been struggling, but now we can get right against the Pirates, and everything looked wrong. And I'm trying not to be there. You guys know I'm a little extreme sometimes. I'm trying not to think like this, but it just feels like an epic collapse is on the way, and I just don't
David, I can see the storm clouds with you because it's not even the Perez missing home plate because his helmet was down, and maybe he just didn't see it. He was going what Torque did was just inexcusable. Like, your baseball IQ, what are you doing? O'Neal Cruz on second, and you're just going to go pick that ball up. Run, get them. That's what you teach little leaguers. David, you see this coaching your son.
Look, here's what I would say, David. If you don't want to seem extreme, that's cool. You got to let the next 10 games play out. Or just within that 10 games, look, if they go out, it's almost impossible to get swept in a 4-game series. But if they lose 3 out of 4 to the Jays and you guys are on the air Monday, I don't think you're wrong. At that point, you're talking about being, 2-13 in your last 15 games? Like, I'm sorry. You have to talk about those things. So I'd love to hear from the people on this. What is your level of concern? I only did the Wojo Panic in Tigertown thing just because it makes him laugh, and it's a funny bit, but it's his. It's not panic, but, guys, that next 10 games, panic lies on the other side of that bridge.
Right now, you can say, concern in Tigertown. Because it is. This is not the same team. And it was like, okay, excuse after excuse. Okay, your Seattle thing, okay. You know, they were just kind of looking forward to the vacation and All-Star game. But then you came off the All-Star game and you haven't looked good since. at some point, did water just simply find its level?
Well, I think that's certainly happening.
Right. I mean, maybe we all set the expectations up way a little too high for this team.
You and Cookies did. And I did. You guys.
I did.
And you called me a curmudgeon.
I had them at 91. You had them at 90.
Bro, but you were browbeating me. Man, they're going to win 108. I'm like, man, leave me out of that. I need more. I need August 1st.
I had them at 98, not 108. It was a difference.
I just wanted to see if I could sneak the change up by. That's all. But let's
I had
talk
the kazoo
about
ready.
Don't get me started. I'm focused, even though vacation looms. I'm focused. Don't start with me.
You are. Yeah.
There it is.
It's on the screen.
It is.